From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university with your host, Steve Sherman.
The University of Alaska is truly unique among institutions of higher education. Within the scope of its resources, the university serves all the public educational needs beyond high school of an entire state, a state of 586,400 square miles. To facilitate this service, to make its resources available to all in Alaska, the university has established 7 community colleges that operate in cooperation with local school districts. It also provides evening class academic offerings at various military bases. Through this system, the University of Alaska now reaches 1 in 20 of all Alaskans. Of our entire population, 1 person in 20 has enrolled with the university this year in either degree courses or non-degree courses. It is a little-known fact that nearly one-half the academic effort of the University of Alaska is conducted elsewhere than on its main campus at College. This is another in a series of programs designed to acquaint you with the university's statewide program. With us is Dr. Don M. Defoe, Provost of the South Central Regional Center of the University of Alaska. Dr. Defoe, would you give us some background and history of the Anchorage Community College and the Elmendorf-Fort Richardson unit?
Yes, I'd be happy to. The Anchorage Community College is one of the operating units of the South Central Center. It's the oldest and the largest of the community colleges. I think it's now in its 15th year of operation. Still operating largely on its academic programs on a late afternoon and evening basis, with some daytime vocational technical programs in operating. I think we operate in 11 different facilities around the Anchorage area. Fortunately, we do have the first phase of a new facility under construction, which will be ready for occupancy next summer.
And for the Anchorage Community College?
For the Anchorage Community College area. And, of course, it will be, like many things, it'll be overtaxed before it's finished, but it's a nice start for us anyway.
How many students and faculty members do you have?
Well, the community college itself has about 1,800 individuals enrolled in academic courses and about 800 in non-academic programs. I think in full-time faculty, about 40. That's including the degree and non-degree people. And then we use lecturers extensively, and a few people from the main campus in some of the courses and programs.
Do you anticipate any enlargement of the faculty and students?
Yes, I think this fall, for example, in the community college itself, we had nearly a 40% increase in individual enrollments. I think we need to point out when we talk about individual enrollments that some of ours are only take one course, some take two. We have about 400 people who are taking what you'd call a full course load. But the number of credit hours we're taking actually doubled this year. So it's growing, but I think it's significant to note that even with the Anchorage area growth in enrollments, there are more Anchorage people on the main campus, enrolled on the main campus this fall than there ever have been before. Mm-hmm. So in other words, growth creates growth.
Yes. What exactly is the relationship between the Anchorage Community College and Elmendorf?
Well, the Elmendorf-Fort Richardson unit is a separate operating unit. In fact, the university has been serving needs on those military bases since 1949. It predates the community college. But until the creation of the regional center, they operated virtually independently. Now we coordinate the offerings, but they are separately administered. But we coordinate the class offerings, we do cross-staffing, and it's just another illustration of the university fulfilling its statewide obligations by better coordination of operating units.
What are some of the particular courses that you offer down there?
Well, we offer primarily in the community college the lower division courses, associate degrees, but we do offer some bachelor's degrees primarily through the Elmendorf unit. And incidentally, they're enrolling in over 1,100 this fall at that unit. And then we have 4 master's degree programs that we offer there, largely through the colleges on the main campus and through utilizing main campus staff. Business administration is an illustration.
Thank you, Dr. Defoe. Our guest has been Dr. Don M. Defoe, Provost of the South Central Regional Center of the University of Alaska. I'm Steve Sherman.
This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the University of Alaska Department of News Service and radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by this station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.